This is a Fox News alert. President Biden has made his supreme choice. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, ready with his pick for the next Supreme Court justice. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the White House.
Ketanji Brown Jackson had been considered a frontrunner to replace Justice Stephen Breyer and fulfills President Biden's pledge to name the first black woman to the Supreme Court. If confirmed, Jackson would be just the third black justice ever on the court. She has been a federal judge since 2013, joined the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last year. Jackson was previously a public defender, graduated from Harvard Law School, and clerked for Justice Breyer. Senate Democrats are hoping for a swift confirmation, likely setting up hearings in the Judiciary Committee next month. Dave.
Now, Jared, the president's in a virtual discussion now with our NATO allies about the response to Russia's invasion, as Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky says.
According to our information, the enemy has listed me as target number one and my family as target number two.
As Russia's closing in on the capital, taking control of the airport nearby.
Russian forces are now inside the city limits of Kyiv, and there is some fighting taking place on the outskirts of the city. This as the interior minister handed out at least 18,000 weapons to civilians here, looking to try to make a last-ditch effort as these Russian forces advance on the Ukrainian capital.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. There's fighting in other cities in Ukraine, too. And while there are reports of hundreds of Russian and Ukrainian soldiers killed, the UN says at least 100 Ukrainian civilians have died, too. Others injured.
The glass shattered. There were sounds coming from the street. I got scared. Started crawling on the floor.
Her apartment building got hit in Kyiv. Some Ukrainians have fled. Some are in shelters. There have been long lines at banks and ATMs running out of money. Here in the U.S., with COVID cases falling, the CDC is expected to update guidance today, calling for less masking in indoor places after many states lifted mask mandates or plan to. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow's up, Nasdaq's down. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Back to stocks and the mixed market this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers and more live here in New York.
Dave, the S&P 500 is flat and the NASDAQ is lower by about 100 points. But the buying continues for the Dow, adding to yesterday's turnaround. It's up over 120 points right now, getting a boost from Amgen and Merck, also rallying Chevron, Coca-Cola, and Johnson & Johnson, which, along with drug distributors, has agreed to finalize a $26 billion opioid settlement. And more evidence we're paying more, a key inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, hitting 6.1% in January. That's the highest since 1982. Dave?
Lillian, the price of oil that surged to about $100 a barrel yesterday morning is much less 24 hours later, back down under 92. But gas has spiked up 3 cents. AAA's national average for regular is now $3.57 per gallon. That's 24 cents more than a month ago. A healthcare company is facing pushback from the Justice Department for a planned acquisition.
The lawsuit seeks to block United Healthcare, the country's largest health insurer, from purchasing Change Healthcare, which is a technology company. The plan has been in the works since January 2021, when United Healthcare said it would buy the company to integrate its analytics and revenue management abilities and would spend as much as $8 billion to make it happen. The DOJ is concerned the purchase will hurt competition among health insurers. A spokesman for United Healthcare called the Justice Department's position flawed and said plans would be vigorously defended. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Baseball owners and players will talk again today, but so far, a full week of negotiations to end the lockout have been a swing and a miss. There's no agreement by Monday. If not, Major League Baseball says the season will not start on time. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.